It was probably the A-frame.
I don't...
It was an A-frame with an addition onto the front of it. They took the deck and all enclosed it in, and... Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, probably is.
It was for sale probably about the same time I bought mine.
Okay.
What's with the eights?
It's new beginnings. Number 8 means new beginning.
Gotcha.
It's smaller. I don't know why we picked 8 unless it doesn't have a... Surely you got a view of the lake. There's nothing in front of it.
One looks like it has a structure. I'm not sure about the other one.
They all do.
They are mixed. I mean, the one on Kathy there, it's 18. I mean, we sold it for $100,000, mine not including the dock value. So,
was this the one back up on the hill?
Yeah.
Who'd you sell it to? Come on.
Oh, good Lord. Jimmy.
How long ago?
2 years ago.
Ames?
Ames, thank you.
Yeah, they bought four
houses. Yeah,
they bought three houses down there.
Yep.
And then they just built a fourth one behind them.
Okay.
Yeah. John's got a good point on those two. If you're going south, the next two, they're smaller lot. We probably should have set them at 12 or something, I'd say.
I mean, that's what I don't understand. I know Chuck and I had a discussion, and I thought everything from 3 acres down was the same price as what I understood when I walked out of there. So that's why I couldn't understand why bigger property was getting the same value or less property. And I know we talked about it would be nice if everybody was fair.
No, the 3 acres is the amount of land that we consider. Different deal.
And so you've assessed him at $26.98. Got the other ones at 18 roughly along there. The difference
John's here. The little one that he had there, we've lowered it to 14 something. I would recommend that you.
You've already reduced it to 14. It says the requested value here is 15.5.
I would recommend that you make a motion to reduce that one to 14.792 or whatever I've got. For 17.
Yeah, I think that's easy. What is the number on that? I believe it is 2017-31.
Yeah. 14,762 is the number, I believe.
Yeah, a motion to reduce the total appraised value to $14,762.
On which?
The little cabin, I think, is what they're talking about, correct?
It's parcel 002.001.
Yeah. So BOE number 31.
Yeah. Yes.
I will second that motion. So we're dealing with BOE number 31.
Just call for vote.
Call for vote. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. BOE number 31, parcel number ending in 001, goes to 14,762. Now, we do have parcel number...
What was that total set value?
14,762. Sorry, Joe, didn't mean to interrupt.
Sorry.
I'd like to also make a suggestion you drop the other one to 47,970.
Is that acceptable? I mean, you asked for 45. I mean, is there some reason you think
there's... That's why I asked Chuck. I don't understand your process of why it goes up, but that's why I was saying the house is, what, a 1942, 45 built? I still got single pane windows. I know I got a roof that needs to be replaced. I got a carport that's fallen off the place, and I just haven't had time to work on it. But that's what's hard is when stuff keeps going up, and I'm just trying to get ahead, but I feel like I'm getting farther behind. But I just don't understand how stuff can go up when the shape that I've let it get to.
Chuck, what's the basis on that one? Values in the area?
We lowered.
I guess I could understand if I had the improvements done to it that I wouldn't feel bad that it's gone up.
We just used the cost system and depreciated it. We evidently depreciated it some more when we went out again when John was in. Let me get back to that property.
45 is what you're asking for? All right. I will make a motion that we change the valuation on BOE number 30 to the requested amount of $45,000.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second. Call and vote. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. John, appreciate your coming up and presenting this. And I know you've worked hard on it, looking at this stuff. So hopefully you can get some time to get on your house. And
Can I voice something?
Yes.
I appreciate you guys, but it does seem like it needs to be a little bit fair across the board. I mean, I heard what the Hardings are saying, and I'm on the system a lot for the business that we run, and that's what I see is property values. And I guess I just wish I had a better understanding of how that comes in play, because it just kind of, it makes one person feel bad, I guess, when they see somebody's land value assessed at this, but then you jump next door and see your neighbors assessed at this. So I wish I could, if there was a way out there for you guys to explain that to all of us so I understood better, I guess.
I don't think it's ever going to be perfect because each piece of property is unique, but yeah, I think we're trying to get it to be more consistent across the board. That's the goal. So.
What's your business?
I drive a school bus for Branson, but I own a garden center. I've done landscaping, and I just took over the garden center 5 years ago. So.
Awesome.
What keeps my tan going?
Right? That's good. Well, as you can tell by doing a little bit, landscaping can increase values. But some people have better landscaping than others. David, I bet you got better landscaping than I do. Here's this. Thank you for presenting that. I appreciate it. You will be getting a letter from the clerk's office stating the changes that have been made in your evaluation. So.
Okay. All right. Is that it?
That is it.
All right. Yes. Thank you.
See you, John.
This is the phone number for the next ones. They called the office just a little bit ago to change the number from that number to this one.
Okay. Do we want to take a minute to recess, or are we good pushing through? What are you guys up for?
I'm fine.
I would like a couple minutes.
Okay. I make a motion that we recess for 5 minutes.